July 10, a firm, decisive no. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Genesis 39:9. There are always those of pliant, accommodating dispositions who can with difficulty pronounce the word no squarely, who are ready to be led away from God by a stronger, determined will. These have no interior strength to rely upon, no firm principle to save them from accepting evil suggestions and forming wrong habits. The moral dangers to which all, both old and young, are exposed are daily increasing. Satan is making masterly efforts to involve married men and women and children and youth in impure practices. His temptations find acceptance in many hearts because they have not been elevated, purified, refined, and ennobled by the sacred truth which they claim to believe. Not a few have been low and vile in thought and common in talk and deportment, so that when Satan's temptations come, they have no moral power to resist them and fall an easy prey. We have need to be alarmed if we have not the fear of God constantly before us. We have need to fear if there is any departing from the living God, for He alone is our strength and fortress, into which we may run and be safe when the enemy makes a charge upon us with his temptations. It is a subject of interest to every soul of us how we shall keep our vessels unto honor in the sight of a holy God. There is no safety for us when we lie down, when we rise up, when we go out, and when we come in. Satan and evil angels have conspired with evil men and evil women, and the whole energies of the powers of darkness will gather themselves together to lead astray and destroy every soul that is not garrisoned with firm principles of eternal truths. The principles of righteousness must be implanted in the soul. Faith must grasp the power of Jesus Christ, else there is no safety. Licentious practices are getting to be as common as in the days before the flood. The weak moral powers of men and women in this age who claim to be commandment keepers alarm me. Everyone needs to arouse and lift up the standard of purity.